Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Yom Yitzchak Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment in Thoughts on Purim. We have the beautiful tefillah, we sing it normally in shul, of Shoshanas Yaakov, which we say after the reading of the Megillah. There's a line in Shoshanas Yaakov that's just interesting just to think about. Chuwasam hayisa lanetzach. You, God, were the salvation of the Jewish people for eternity. Now, if you say that God is the salvation of the Jewish people for eternity, that is very easy to understand. We believe that our very existence, generation to generation, hinges on the kindness of God. We can relate to that. If you say that God was the salvation of the Jews of that generation, we can certainly understand that. The Jews of that generation were in terrible danger, and God saved them. What an interesting phrase. You were their salvation for eternity. It's the strange phrasing. The Sfas Emes has a very interesting idea. The Sfas Emes says that the salvation of Purim has an impact for Doros, has an impact for generations, that the continued existence and flourishing of Klal Yisrael over the generations all runs back to that miracle. Of course, we know that Ahasuerus was really at the head of an absolute empire spanning so many countries on the globe. And if he would have allowed for the annihilation of the Jewish people, we as a people would have our very existence was at risk. And so therefore, the Sfas Emes says, that's the pshat, that what was in the Purim story is a salvation lanetzach, is a salvation for eternity. There's another point the Sfas Emes makes in this context, which is that unlike other stories, the merit of the Jewish people in the Purim story was the fact that they dropped everything and turned to him in tefillah and prayed to him and came with a complete repentance before him. And that, in addition to being quite impactful for the continued existence of the Jewish people for generations, is a tremendous source of inspiration for Klal Yisrael through the exile for generations. We pick up the newspaper and we see so many concerning things going on in Israel today and around the world, but certainly in Israel. We ask ourselves, what in the world can we do? So, of course, there are political things we can do, we should do, but what else can we do? And this idea of the Sfas Emes is that we need to take a step back and recognize that the Purim story was hopeless. It was over. It was just over. There was nothing to do. There was nothing to hope for. And Klal Yisrael turned to God with full hearts. And that was the salvation. And that was how they made it. It's a very, very powerful thing to think about, to really believe that, to sit and listen to the Megillah and realize that that can be what happens for us today too. You know, the Gemara famously asked the question, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? And one of the answers the Gemara gives is that the reading of the Megillah acts as Hallel, acts as a praise of God. This is part of that meaning, that a person listens to the Megillah and thinks about the story and says to him or herself, what did they do already? As a nation, they repented and they davened and it completely turned around. Praise be God. That can be for us too. Very basic point, but extremely important to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.